So Jesus is asked the question, which is the first of all of the commandments? And there is a reason why it is first. We see the problem in the first reading, situation of the people of Israel. They have forgotten the Lord their God, and all chaos has erupted in their life. If they would simply return to the Lord, if they would return the Lord to his place of primacy in their life, then the Lord goes on to say all of the good that he would do for them, in them, with them, through them. The same is true, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to our identity. We don't start with our identity and then seek to know God. You will never come to the right conclusion of who God is if you are first and then you seek to know God. Why? Because you will become the reference point for any conclusion you come to about God. And so, therefore, what you come to in conclusion will not be God, but will be a creation of yourself. You will make God after your own image and likeness, which would be contrary to the book of Genesis, wouldn't it? God said, let us make them in our image and likeness. So in all of the attempts that we come to Scripture, and there are three questions that we can always ask Scripture. God, what does this Scripture passage reveal about you, who you are? What does it reveal about me, who I am? And then what is my response to be, given that you are you and I am I? The very specific thing, the very specific order of the questions and the answers that we receive. Why? Because it must start with God. It must start with God. God revealing himself to us that we might come to know who we are, that we then might know what actions we ought to take in our life. If we get that order off and wrong, it's all messed up. If it starts with me and I define God, my actions will be all messed up. If it starts with my actions to find my identity, then I will be petrified and fearful and everything that I do so that I can draw forth my identity from my actions. And when there's some opposition to my actions, I will point a finger at God and say, oh, you are against me, aren't you? Turning God into your enemy instead of your creator who loves you. Jesus speaks about the first of the commandments. It is to love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. This must be the first thing that you do, my brothers and sisters. It must start with our love of God, to know who God is, because to start with the love of God means that I am not God. To start with the love of God means I am not God. Every time you pray, you acknowledge that there is another who is greater than you, who is stronger than you, who is more faithful than you. You put yourself in the proper place in humility when you acknowledge God. This is why it's the first. Shortly after the first comes the second. Love your neighbor as yourself. Simple, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't know who you are because you don't know who God is, you will never be able to love your neighbor. There's a little catch in there. Did you hear that? Love your neighbor as yourself. You can never come to know and love yourself properly if you do not first know the God who knows you and loves you. He gives us the courage to love ourselves in truth, because he first loves us. To love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. To love your neighbor as yourself. There is an order to these things, my brothers and sisters. And when the scribe responded to Jesus, that he's like, yes, yes, this is so much, this is worth so much more than all of the sacrifices and all of these. Why? Because the sacrifices are the after the fact, right? We don't know who God is. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we're supposed to do. But then we realize we've messed it all up. So then we have to make these sacrifices in order to make up for, to make amends, to regain this right union with God. If we start with the first, it's worth more than all of we can stem off 1,000 sins if we truly know who God is and who we are. We can avoid all of those sacrifices, and all of those sheep will be greatly happy that they don't have to die because we messed up. And see, it's great, right? We don't have to kill sheep anymore. We just need to go to confession and acknowledge our sin, because the innocent lamb has died once for all. My brothers and sisters, it still starts with a knowledge of God. And so Jesus' beautiful gift of himself reveals that loving and merciful God. The Eucharist that we celebrate, the cross that's on the wall, the crucifix, all of this action, this thing that we enter into, this mystery, my brothers and sisters, it is the mirror. It is the mirror that we see who God is, and in it we come to know who we are. Then we go forth from the church and know what we need to do, because you know exactly who you are and who God is. So the commandments reveal it. Jesus affirms it. And in it we are rightly ordered. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just reveal yourself to us. Reveal yourself in this breaking of the bread, that we might come to know you in spirit and in truth, that we might come to truly know who we are, known and loved by you, your beloved sons and daughters, and that we might leave this church today loving, acting in accordance with the truth and our identity in you. Amen.